Okay, this session is a continuation from the previous session, or it's connected to it. We're in my book. We're speaking about excerpts from Family Purity, A Guide to Marital Fulfillment. And we're in chapter 2. The name of the chapter is Nida. Today we'll be discussing some of the issues which are connected to gynecological either situations or procedures. And let's just get right into it. We'll start off with a principle, which is a very important principle for this subject. The principle is, the name of the principle is opening of the womb. So let's just state the principle. The principle is the sages asserted there can be no opening of the uterus without blood flowing, period. That's the principle, and it's a Gemara from the Masechta Nida, page 21, pages side 1 and side 2. What does the principle mean? The principle says anytime there's an opening of the uterus, blood has to have been discharged. That's the statement. This principle applies not only when something is expelled, such as during menstruation, but also when something is inserted into the womb. One example would be a medical instrument. Now, like everything else, there are different opinions in Jewish law about that. Some opinions say that the principle only applies when something is discharged from the womb. That's not the accepted custom. The accepted custom is that that principle would apply even if something is inserted into the womb. We'll see in a minute the width that is required for that principle to apply. Some internal gynecological examinations involve penetration into the womb. They use different types of medical instruments. When the uterus is penetrated with one of these instruments, the Nida state almost always results, even if no blood is present or discovered. Therefore, anytime that a medical instrument needs to be inserted into the cervix or the womb, an Orthodox rabbi who's knowledgeable in these matters should be consulted. Procedures which do cause Nida, IUD. Again, in every one of these procedures, there's always going to be pretty much across the board, there's going to be different opinions about whether it does cause Nida or doesn't cause Nida. That's a disclaimer that we'll start off here with. And when we say it does cause Nida or does not cause Nida, we're really reflecting the main consensus in Poskim. Number one, an IUD. Insertion or removal of an intrauterine contraceptive device, commonly called an IUD, does cause the Nida state. An Orthodox rabbi who's knowledgeable in these matters should be consulted regarding spotting. Spotting, which is a result of an IUD, of course, will fall into the category of spotting, which means that you'll have to consider its size, surface area, on what it's found, the color, etc. So, again, we'll discuss spotting in a subsequent session. But we'll just keep it in mind that any spotting which comes from an IUD will need to be shown to an Orthodox rabbi. But in general, we hold that insertion or removal of an IUD does cause Nida. Another disclaimer is that contraception in general is only permitted in case of potential physical or psychological danger to the wife, and you need to discuss that with an Orthodox rabbi. Other common procedures. Bleeding caused by scraping the inside of the cervix a cervical biopsy, and an endometrial biopsy, a histogram, hysteroscopy, a Foley bulb, which is induction for birth. All of these procedures cause NIDA. Staining caused by the pill, which is fluctuations of the hormones, implantation bleeding, or premature detachment of the placenta may potentially cause NIDA. And in those cases, you'll need to discuss it with an Orthodox rabbi who's knowledgeable in this area. Let's discuss some gynecological issues which do not cause NIDA. Now, when we say that a certain procedure does not cause NIDA, you always have to keep in mind that there was no other procedure involved that might cause NIDA, and that there was no other situation independent of the procedure which might have caused NIDA. Generally speaking, we say an examination using only the fingers does not cause the NIDA state, and she's not required to examine herself following such an examination. A transvaginal ultrasound does not penetrate the cervix and therefore does not cause NIDA. Examining the prosdor, the vagina, even using an instrument does not cause NIDA. A standard gynecological examination does not penetrate the womb or cervix. If blood is found following any of the above procedures, an Orthodox rabbi who's knowledgeable in these areas should be consulted. Generally, a pap smear does not cause NIDA. Let's see what else we're discussing here. Bimanual exams do not cause NIDA. Hysterectomy. Following removal of the entire womb and cervix, the wife cannot enter the NIDA state. If the uterus alone was removed, there are different opinions regarding the status of blood which emanates from the cervix. In those cases, an Orthodox rabbi who's knowledgeable in these matters should be consulted. In my upcoming first expanded edition of Family Purity, A Guide to Marital Fulfillment, we have an extensive appendix which discusses many more situations, gynecological situations, and gynecological procedures, and that should be coming out in the foreseeable very near future. Okay, that's about it for today's session, and in the next session we'll be discussing dismissal of stains, on who can be relied, and some other very interesting related subjects. For now, that's Rabbi Jacobs, and see you in the next session.